how great God is.
Amen.
The splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, when darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice. Trembles at his voice. Sing with me.
Me.
middle
guy.
The middle.
Right there.
Bless the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. How great is our God?
Yeah.
How many of y'all know that He's great? Yeah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Come on, y'all do better.
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah.
If it had not been for
the Lord, yes, sir,
who was on my side, I don't know where I would be.
That's all right.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on, y'all, give it up. For our young people. Amen. These young people have been excited about serving God.
Amen.
And when
Amen. Praise the Lord.
That young man that was leading today usually sings baritone.
Mm-hmm.
But did you hear that voice on that horn?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. And I just thank them for their dedication to the Lord.
Amen.
When I first asked, they I was looking at maybe them doing some praise, but then they wound up being the choir for the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
God is an awesome God.
Yes, He is. Yes, He is.
Amen. Amen. And I'm proud of them, and I thank God for them. And they're growing. They started off with about four, five.
Yeah.
Amen. Look now. And it does not yet appear what they show. But they're going to be just like the Lord Jesus Christ. All of us are striving.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes,
sir.
Amen.
Amen.
To be like Him.
Yeah.
Ain't that all right?
That's all right, preacher.
I need to lift up a little praise, too.
Come on now.
I'm waiting for my help to come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But how many of y'all love to praise God?
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, amen. I love to praise Him. I love to praise His name. I love to praise. Thank you. brothers and sisters, there is a word from the Lord.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's found in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter.
Oh, my God.
And I know that's not the usual Usher anniversary scripture, but God showed us something in our study that we need to share with you today.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
1 Corinthians 15, 57 and 58. And when you're found it, I ask that you all stand.
Amen, amen, amen.
In reverence to God's word.
Amen.
We want to thank this great pastor for allowing us to come today.
Bless you.
And my newfound friend, and Reverend Cole, he's been to St. Luke twice, and now we have to rebuild.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
What a dynamic.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. All right. 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. Verses 57 and 58 read as thus. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast.
Yes, sir.
Unmovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
Amen.
You may be seated in the presence of God. We ask God to bless us because his word is already blessed.
Yes, sir.
Let us pray. Most holy and all wise, everlasting God, our Father, we come this evening in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ.
Yes, God.
Father God, we come now at the preaching hour. Father God, I ask that you hide me behind the cross.
Yes, God.
Father God, that you will get all the glory and all the honor for what you have for us this evening. Father God, bless those who are here to receive.
Yes, God.
Father God, and we just thank you for what you are about to do in this place.
Yes.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord.
Yeah.
For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
I'm on
the winning side.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
For just a few minutes this afternoon, I have sense enough to know after a meatloaf dinner like that. Macaroni and cheese, cabbage, cornbread.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. They came back with good old grandma style caramel cake.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And see, I couldn't enjoy it like I really wanted to.
That's all right, sir.
Because I had to stand here and do God's way.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But I got sense enough to know that if I stay too long.
Yes, sir.
My Lord.
So nod is going to go on.
Come on, preach.
Amen. Tonight. So y'all talk back to me and we won't be here.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Let's go on. The word is mighty sweet.
Yes, it is.
Amen. So when you hear it, talk about it. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, amen. When we look at this scripture, we find that we have the victory. Am I right about it?
Yes, right about it.
57 said, but thanks be to God.
Yeah.
And see, when we talk about God and victory, we sure enough are on the winning side.
Yes, sir.
Because I serve a God that has all power in his hand.
Yes, sir.
He's in a class all by himself.
Yes, sir.
There's nobody like him.
Nobody.
And if he says it, I believe it.
Yes, sir.
That sells it. And I'm going to be with it. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
God's word has said to us today that we have the victory. Don't you know the usher's creed for a day in the courts is better than a thousand? That's Psalms 84:10. Mm-hmm. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God.
Yeah.
I'm on the winning side. Y'all hear what I'm saying?
Amen.
Than to dwell in the tents of wickedness.
Yeah.
According to that scripture and this scripture by the Apostle Paul, we can live with confidence.
Yeah.
It's something when you walk in the church and you see folks with frowns on
their
face.
Come on, preacher. Yeah, come on. Yeah. Come on, tell it.
And you in the place.
My God.
Where you can forget about that mess that's going on the outside.
Yes, sir. Tell
right about it.
Yes, sir.
We should come in here running.
Yeah.
Shouting. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We serve a mighty God that can do anything. He can heal you if you are told that we can't do anything else. He can do what needs to be done. When we come in God's house, we should be smiling.
Yeah.
Who are the first people that we meet?
Mm.
When we come into God's house, it's hard to be in the right mood when the usher looks out the window and still doesn't open the door to let you in. Somebody want to say amen. We're on the winning side. We need to know how we are to assure that we are winners. I mean, if you're a winner, you're not feminine. Am I right about it?
Right about it.
Well, let me not stay there too long. But Paul says we can live with confidence.
Yes,
when I'm confident, I walk with a strut. Somebody say amen.
Yeah.
I'm happy about where I am, who I am, and whose I am.
Amen. Amen. Amen, preacher.
And because of who I am somebody. Because of whom I am, I become somebody. You ought to say amen.
Amen.
There's a smile on my face. I'm happy.
Yes, sir.
Oh, song, I'm happy.
Yes, sir.
Jesus. Alone. See, when things ain't going right, I'm happy.
Still happy.
I'm still happy.
Yes, sir.
Because I have the Lord on my side.
Yes, sir. Yes,
but thanks be to God, which giveth us the what? Victory.
Yeah.
How many of y'all like to win? Huh? I mean, I like to win. I don't like to lose.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Sometimes when I was younger, I get angry.
That's right.
And I write Reverend Woodruff.
Come on, Doc.
We both got of the same time. That's my bosom buddy, close friend, and lifelong pal.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
God brought us back together, and I'm so glad. But we feel good when we win.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
We feel good when we know that we have a team that can win.
All right now, all right.
Am I right about it?
All right, all right.
We feel good when we know that we have all the pieces of our team. Isn't ushers a team?
That's right, that's right.
The ushers are a team, and they're all together, and they're glad, and they're happy to serve. And then somebody always try to pluck their nerve. This thing goes both ways, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
The ushers standing at the door, and they let the person in, and they say, well, you can't go down the middle aisle. Oh, Lord, have mercy. You done messed up, man.
Come on, preacher.
Y'all hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or the usher directs you to a seat that you don't want to sit in. And the church is jam-packed.
Yes, sir.
And you really don't have nowhere else to go.
Well,
the usher is the professional.
Yeah. All right.
That has been given this gift.
Yeah.
Y'all hear what I'm saying?
Amen, amen.
From God. This is their ministry.
That's right.
And they ask you to sit somewhere and you're like, nah, I'm not sitting there. I don't want to sit there. I'm not going to stay there long either. It feels good to be on the winning side. The team has all of the components that it needs to be victorious. Amen?
Amen.
I saw the captain giving his signals. Well, we probably got a lot of captains in here. We got a captain back there from St. Luke, too. Amen. Amen. But the captain gives the signals. And the ushers, they turn and they follow. They do what needs to be done. There's a signal usually to wherein the ushers will take care of those who are sitting on the pulpit. Amen?
Amen.
Many times when we get in position, we don't want to receive the part of the position that says, I am a servant.
All right now. Come on,
preacher. Am I right?
Come on.
We can be victorious, but we need our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. If you look at the word Jehovah Gabor, it says that he is our captain.
Mm-hmm.
And in everything we do it mm-hmm. through him.
That's right. Glory to God. Amen.
And we need to be happy about it.
Amen. Amen.
Look at who we have on our team. We have the Almighty Son of God. Who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Amen, somebody. And when we think about this, it feels good to have victory. It feels good to know that victory is ours. Let me ask you a question now. How many of you have lost? Have been on a losing team before.
Oh, my Lord.
How many of y'all Redskin fans ain't here?
Don't go there.
And I'm a Redskin fan. Yeah, I still love them.
Yeah.
But it feels bad.
Feel bad.
When you look at a team that looks like it has what it's supposed to have, and it doesn't. Oh, we're not listening to the coach.
Right now.
Or the coach don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes it can be that way in the church.
Come on,
y'all hear what I'm saying?
Amen.
As long as we win.
Amen.
As long as things are going like they're supposed to go.
Amen.
Y'all better come on in here. I'm going to do what I got to do and then I'm going to sit down. Everything is okay, but you let something go wrong.
Yes, sir. Yes,
you let the wrong person get voted in to be the president.
Oh,
Lord. I got to keep moving. See, the devil takes these things and they try to run with them.
Yeah, well,
amen. Each loss makes you more discouraged. And then folk talking about, well, I'm not going to do this no more. What is it based on? Is it based on God?
Yeah. Right now.
Or is it based on what you want? If God has called you to this ministry, 1 Corinthians 12 chapter says we're one body.
One body.
You need the head.
Amen.
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 You need a neck for the head to sit on.
All right now.
Come on in here.
Yeah, come on.
You need hands.
Yes, come on, preacher.
You need feet.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You need shoulders.
Yes, sir. Well.
You need everything that God has called for the body to operate in peace and harmony. If you get discouraged, the Bible says we have been given the victory through Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
And I find that that's the problem in our churches today. Instead of looking to the hills,
yes, sir,
from which cometh your help comes from the Lord. We look at each other.
All right now.
Okay, I'm not going to stay there long. You ever been in a situation where you're playing in a game? Well, this is something good. I can give an analogy of the Redskins winning. And guess who they beat? The Cowboys. In this analogy, the Redskins were down by more than a touchdown.
All right, now, come on, preacher.
With 2 minutes and, 16 seconds left. And two bombs.
Yes, sir.
The Santana Moss.
Yes, sir.
You a Redskins fan, ain't you?
Yes, sir.
Before the game was over,
yes, sir,
the Redskins walked off the field victorious. Don't you know that's how it is in our life?
Yeah.
Some of us was going down for the count.
Oh, my Lord.
And Jesus, that lily of the valley, Jesus, that bright and morning star, Jesus, he's
my hero because he took my sin. He took my sorrow to the cross and he died. Oh, he'll come in your life. And he will deliver. Do I have a witness? Somebody ought to say amen. And when I look at this, when we snatch victory out of the claws of the enemy, we ought to get stronger.
Yes, sir.
In the face. Somebody ought to say amen.
Amen.
Many times, though, once we get through that one storm, then we go and mix up some more. Amen, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
When God wants to see what we are going to be dedicated to and whether we have faith enough to go to the next level,
amen,
he takes us through a test.
That's right. Yes, sir. That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
But that trial comes from you getting to the crossroad and deciding God's telling you to go this way.
Well,
but you decide to go that way.
Yeah.
Somebody ought to say amen.
Yeah.
And those things come back to bite you.
Yeah.
But you know what? God is still there.
Yes.
And we still have the victory. You know why? Because even when we make bad decisions, God does not throw us away.
Amen.
We're still on the winning team. We might be sitting on the bench right now, but we will get back in the game.
Yeah.
Amen, somebody.
Come on here, John.
Amen, amen. Now, let's look at this. It seems like sometimes victory is snatched from defeat. But for some reason, in a lot of churches, I ain't saying this church, I ain't saying something, but we snatch
all right
defeat.
Yeah, yeah. Tell
out of victory.
That's right.
The Lord will give us or show us something that he wants us to go after, or something that he wants to have for us. And for the lack of faith. Oh, Lord, you can hear a pin drop in here.
Yeah,
y'all not sleep, are you?
No,
raise your hand, give God a hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But for the lack of faith and consistency, we fail to reach what God has for us.
Yeah.
Y'all been there before?
Mm-hmm.
Numbers 23, Numbers 13, 25 through 14:10 talks about a congregation of people that God had pulled out of Egypt, fed them with manna from on high, took care of them to a certain extent, but they kept falling short because they did not have faith.
Yes.
And this God had done so much for them to let them know they were on the winning side. But they continued to see things through their eyes instead of through the eyes of faith. I know ushers, this ain't all the usher message, but this is what God would have you to hear today.
All right.
And in Numbers, that 13th chapter, it talks about how the Lord told Moses to tell the people to go into the promised land and to check it out.
Yes, sir.
And come back with a report.
That's right.
Sir.
They went in the promised land. They said it was grapes that were almost as large as pomegranates. There was great harvest. There was great everything there.
Yeah.
But then they saw the giants.
Yes, sir.
Y'all hear what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And when they saw the giants,
yeah,
I don't care what kind of fruit was there.
Yeah.
I don't care how rich the land was.
Yeah.
The Bible says that the land was rich with milk and honey.
Yes, sir.
It didn't make a difference.
That's right.
They saw the giants,
yes, sir,
and only two of them said, man, we can still take it.
Yeah.
The rest of them said, let's go.
Let's go.
I'm going to find out why Moses sent us over there to get killed.
Yeah.
But don't you know, God said, what's wrong with these people?
Yeah.
If I tell you that it's yours, you better sure enough believe that it's yours.
Yeah.
All y'all hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean,
and many times the church of the day snatches the victory.
Yes, sir.
Or defeat our victory.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't look through the eyes of faith.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
And don't you know they had no business looking at the giant anyway?
Amen. That's right.
Don't you think God knew?
Yeah.
He already knew.
And those giants was over there?
That's right.
Yep.
That was God's concern.
Yeah.
My concern was getting what God has
Amen.
For me.
That's right.
Ain't that all right?
It's all right.
Oh, and we got to learn how to look past or not even look at the giant, but see the blessing that God has for us and be steadfast.
Yeah.
Unmovable,
yes, sir.
Always abounding. And look, when you talk about abounding, that is significant. It's significant.
Yeah.
We have to keep our eyes on Christ. Y'all hear what I'm saying?
Yes,
Christ is the answer to the hope and glory that we need in our lives.
Yeah.
God will give us what we need.
Yeah.
To be who he wants us to be.
Yeah. Right.
Many a times we trying to be what we. Come on now.
Come on here.
We look in the mirror and say, I don't see no wrong.
Yes, sir.
Come on now. We come to church with our head hanging up. We treat people like they're beneath us.
Oh, yeah. My Lord.
Come on now.
Amen.
We hate on folks that God is blessing.
Amen.
Yeah.
Come on. Tell the preacher.
I hope I'm coming back, y'all, one day.
Thank you, son.
But God.
Yeah.
But God.
And he says we have the victory.
Yes, sir.
Therefore,
yes,
we have to, first of all, be thankful.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
We have to be thankful to God. He looks beyond our faults. He sees our needs.
Yeah,
we have to be thankful to God.
Yes, sir.
Because he brought us from this point to where we are now.
Yeah,
and if we are serving the same God, my God is not going to leave you in the same spot for that long, because he wants you to be more like in him.
Yeah.
He's perfecting you.
Yeah.
He's molding. He's shaping. He's waxing. He's shining. He's revealing things to you that's going to make you grow.
Amen.
How many of y'all want to grow?
Hallelujah.
How many of you want to go higher in the Lord?
Higher.
One day I want to get there and see him for myself.
Yeah.
I want to tell him, thank you for all that you've done. Yeah. I want to thank you for getting me out of the muck and the mire clay. I want to thank you for how you put me on a solid foundation. I want to thank you for how you kept your loving arms of protection around me. Because I'm on the winning team. I don't have to worry. I don't have to fret. You see, the next thing you need to do is be faithful. Be faithful to God. When he comes and he blesses you, you bless him back. How do you bless him back? Give him some glory. Give him some honor. How many of us have been through the storm? How many of you have been through the rain?
Yes.
How many of you have gotten sick and still trying to do what God said to do? How many of you went and seemed like you couldn't do it no more? God came by and gave you a pick-me-up.
Yes.
And you was able to still do what you were supposed to do. Oh, I came today to tell you that we're on the winning side.
Yes, sir.
To take an oblong football
yeah.
and run it.
Yes, sir.
from one zone to the other.
Yeah.
Y'all hear what I'm saying?
Yep.
And they get paid.
They get paid.
Outrageous.
Yeah.
Money.
Yeah.
To do so.
Yeah.
But they're dedicated.
You see that?
How many of y'all attend as ushers Bible study? On a regular. Sunday school. On a regular.
Well.
Sunday school teacher, that's all right. Amen. We have to make ourselves better.
Yeah.
And everybody talking about, well, I was an usher for 50 years. And I did. I bought all the uniforms. I went. I see you at it. Thank you. I should know. I came from a church that had three usher boys, and they were all in I see you. Amen. But we do all these things. We stand at the door.
Yeah.
We listen to what folks have to say to us.
Yes, sir.
We get treated badly sometimes, but we did all of the ritual. Type thing.
Mm-hmm.
How many of us got to know who Jesus is?
All right now. Amen. Amen.
He's the one that makes us victorious.
Amen.
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 And it's going to be Him. He's our only judge.
Yeah.
Don't let nobody judge you. Well, you ain't got your uniform on right. Uh-oh, I'm messing up now. Your uniform too tight. You ain't got on the right shoes. I don't see no earrings in your ears. When you have a relationship with God, all of that stuff is going to fall into place anyway.
Amen.
Once that relationship with Jesus is right,
yes, sir.
Then everything else is going to work right.
Everything.
Ain't that right, beloved?
Amen.
Amen. But many times, we'll do all of that and not have a relationship.
Yeah.
And the Bible says, and sometimes my folks say, well, you judge it. No, I'm not judging. I'm just telling you what the word says.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be weeping.
Yes, sir.
And gnashing of teeth.
Mm, my God.
That ain't going to be Kiki and Bobo and all them boys out there. That's sin.
Yes, sir.
Y'all hear what I'm saying?
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
That's going to be them. Yeah. Weeping and gnashing of teeth is going to come from those who fought.
Come on, preacher.
Oh, Pastor.
Come on, preacher.
Who thought they were doing the right thing by being on the board?
Oh, my Lord.
And forgot to get relationship with God.
Mm.
Depart from me, ye worker of iniquity.
Yes.
I know you not.
My Lord.
We don't want to hear that.
No, sir.
We want to hear, well done.
Not good.
Thou good.
Faithful.
And faithful.
Sir.
That's one thing I have to say about ushers. They're faithful to their position.
Yeah.
I got some of the best ushers in the valley.
All right. All right.
And I'll tell anybody that they are dedicated and they are obligated to their positions.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they're also learning to have that relationship with our Lord and Savior,
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And don't you know the relationship does not stay the same?
Mm-hmm.
You have to continue to seek Him as He seeks you. Amen, somebody?
Amen.
On the winning team, when you do things to impress the coach,
yeah,
He gives you reward.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
Let us not be weary in well-doing.
Yeah.
For in due season, we shall reap.
Yes, sir.
If we faint not.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
We want to reap that benefit. Make sure that you're not sitting on the bench on the winning side. But that you are in the field of play or in this life. Not only are you an usher, but you are a witness for the Lord.
Yes.
When people see you in the community, they should see that person that's on the inside.
Yeah.
Man, why are you so happy all the time?
Yeah.
All this stuff is going on, this Ebola thing. One of my members told me that there was a young lady in the grocery store working the register. And she said, after this week, I'm quitting. I'm going home, lock myself in the house because I don't want to catch Ebola. And she said, well, who gonna take care of you?
That's right.
And evidently she didn't know who Jesus was.
Amen.
Because there's hope for this word.
That's right.
There's an answer for this word.
Yes, sir.
And see, if the world still goes down, yes, I got Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm on the winning side, y'all.
Amen.
You can kill this old body.
Yes, sir.
Lay it down in the cold grave.
Yeah.
But I got Jesus.
Yeah.
My Bible tells me that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. How many of y'all want to be with the Lord?
Hallelujah.
Y'all want to go right now? Yeah, everybody put their hands. My brothers and sisters, we're on the winning side.
Amen.
Stay with the Lord, and you will have victory. Ushers, keep doing what you're doing, but don't just usher.
Mm-hmm.
Hide the word in your heart.
Yeah.
The Bible says that we do that we might not sin against Him. Get a relationship with your Lord and your Savior, and you will be victorious while you're here. Because see, now I don't have to wait till the battle is over. I can shout, man.
That's right.
Amen.
Some of the things that you've asked for, you may not have gotten them yet.
Yeah.
But guess what? In due season. Who controls due season?
Jesus.
You got to keep working.
Amen.
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 Let us continue to worship and praise our God. You are on the winning side. God bless you.
God bless you.
Brothers and my sisters, this is the most important part of our service here today, and that is the invitation to discipleship. I stopped saying that the doors of the church